Blog Talk Radio.
It's been such a great year. Listen, staff, listen, can I get everybody to gather in the boardroom, please? I'd like to address you all. Seriously, Soy, come on, man. You can,
what?
I'm just, put down your work. You're such a workaholic, dude. Stop working so hard.
Sorry.
I wanted you all to know, especially you, Mel, I wanted you all to know how hard you all have worked this year to make Rips and Raps one of the best shows. The bottom, awkward, are you, wake up, awkward.
I got this.
Wake up, dude, what the heck, man?
I got these expense reports I gotta get out, man.
You got these STP, you can get back to your STP reports, I'm telling you, but I just need you all to know how much I appreciate you. Our bottom line has increased 10,000 fold ever since we started selling poison in baby powder.
Woo!
I know, that's right.
Yee!
Fuck the babies, just as long as China's getting theirs and we're getting ours. I love
That's
this.
Right. The following program right, is intended for mature audience.
74.
Listener discretion is advised.
Five.
Come along with me now.
Four,
come on.
Three, two, one.
Ignition. Rip, 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 rip. Hip hop freestyle.
Welcome. Y'all ready to get live tonight or what?
Yeah.
I'm in the soup in the flesh.
Starring Nick Furious.
Hi, guys.
And friends.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hey.
Give it up to yourselves. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night. You are tuned into Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction podcast. I'm your host, Nick Furious. Welcome to episode 74. I've got some... this is probably the best show I think I've ever had. I swear to God. Let me run down the list of what I have for you in store tonight. I have two of my friends. They're from a group. They're called Soul Soup. One of them is Soy, the organic Hispanic, and the other is Awkward Acrite. What up, guys?
What up?
Man, you guys have an album about to drop. You have a lot going on in the world. You guys are making some moves. Happy to have you on the show. Look forward to talking to you a little more.
Sir,
and having you two rap and freestyle with me tonight.
Oh, plenty of freestyle.
Yeah, yeah.
Plenty of.
We're going to drop all sorts of crazy name drops and have all sorts of fun. I also have some ladies from the Pink Mink Mafia tonight in the house. My girl Melly and her homegirl Chantel and maybe another to join us. Hello.
Hi.
Hey guys.
These girls do all sorts of events and calendars and I don't know. I'll let them explain themselves more as we go, but I'm so happy you ladies could come.
Thank you for having us.
You're so welcome. Thank you for coming. Also, on the phone tonight, I have an interview with Olivia Black. Yes, Olivia Black from the show Pawn Stars, who was recently fired from the show for having been exposed in the nude as a youth. So they fired her. She's suing. It's a great interview with Olivia Black. That comes up in a few minutes. I can't wait to do that. Also, I got my homies from Denver, Hush Comics. That's right, Hush Comics on the phone talking about what they're doing in a two-part interview. So the show is packed with flavor. I've got local poeta Jessica Lopez in the house tonight talking about her cunt. That is right, I said the word cunt, and it is from her new book about the super cunt. You know, it's the super cunt bomb. So you're going to have to hear how she takes back that word for the ladies, man. It's a harsh word, and that's what she talks about in the poem, you know. I, as a man, you know, if I use that word, it means something completely different than if a woman says that to, you know, to a homegirl or something. It's a very harsh word. It has a lot of negative connotation. So she's going to tell you more about it. Again, if you want to peep the show every Wednesday, we're streaming it live at blogtalkradio.com/theliterary underground, 10 o'clock p.m. Mountain Standard Time. You can go to ripsandraps.podomatic.com and stream it whenever. And you can also go through iTunes and check it out. All right, now that we're here, is anybody nervous?
Yes. A little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit.
A little bit of nerve.
A little bit, but...
Anybody want to go skiing? No, I'm just kidding.
What kind of party
whoa,
is this?
Yeah. One of those. It's a glitter party. Sparkle motion. Sparkle motion. A little bit of fairy dust, that's right. Speaking of which, I want to give my girlfriend, AJ Roche, a huge shout-out. She's about to release her first book. It's called Fiona the Funkadelic Freckle Fairy, and it's being released by Community Publishing. It's an audiobook as well. It's an interactive thing. It's really cool. I did the audio version. There's a Spanish version. I helped to put it together and record it, so I had a part in this project. Check it out. It comes out this Friday. So, I don't know. I'm a little nervous, too. So, I'm going to drink some of this magical potion.
Mm. I don't know if that sounded good.
You like that?
Yeah. Mm. I don't always drink beer, my friends, but when I do,
I usually don't drink Corona. I prefer Dos Equis or something else, Rich.
Anyway, you're here on episode, what did I say, 74. I want to support anybody doing music in the scene. You guys have shows, I want you to, you know, pimp them out as the show moves. We're going to talk about upcoming events for everybody. I know that a band with no name will be with Reviva, Concepto Tambor, Element 37, and DJ Halcyon at Low Spirits on Friday, December 27th. So I want you to come out and check that show out. For now, Sparkle Motion, everybody, welcome into the program. We're going to set it off with some raps. Talk to the girls later. Thanks for coming. Rips and raps, baby. So thanks for coming to the show. And everybody just load up your bowl and puff it like the magic dragon. I got my pants all sagging, I'm just flagging you down. Come over here, soy, tell them why Soul Soup has got the motherfucking flow for your eyes and ears.
For your eyes and ears, getting clear with these rhymes, never fear. Yo, in my left hand is a beer, and you know I'm hanging here with my best friends in the world, just spitting in the air. Every time I feel it, you know I gotta build it. Every time I grab a microphone, cast, know I kill it. Yo, I just be building when I grab a microphone. I'm a hero and you're looking like the villain. When I just be ill in a session, you know I'm blessing. It's imperfections in my being when you know I'm stressing.
When I'm stressing, I can't even tell. But you know I might have to rebel. At times it's either spell, get spells, and I don't even know what the hell that I'm talking about. Walk with mouth and maybe see where we end up. But you know I just hold my friendships close, and my brewer even closer. Can't stop the motor, you know we do this all night and all day. You know we walk an endless hallway, and you know that's how we do it. With Nick Fury, I don't really care because you know I like to spit clearly.
Oh, every week on Wednesday night, you can just peep out the show, man. It's part of the hype. It's rips and raps, whistle diction. Come along with the program. A little bit of this and a little bit of that. From the AM to the PM, we gonna kill the demons. Like talking about some skeletons in closet when we beat them. You know we gotta move it, man. The structure is united when we get up on this freestyle shit. Just like this Midas, it's gold touch. Y'all know, gold tip. Let's flow, the golden age has come together. We gon' make the shit show. So get in the boat and I row, row, row it again. Welcome to the Rips and Raps, my friends. It's episode 074, yo. It's episode 074, yo. I got Soul Soup in the mix. Yeah, Pink Mink. The Mafia's in the house and they do it sick. Come on.
Yeah, what they think. I don't know, I'm on the brink of disaster. Every time I gotta spit it for another rapper, cause you know, I gotta go and flow through these rhymes. It's like a chapter in my life. When I figured out that I was in love with the mic, that's what I do every single night. You know it's hype, because you know I got my Skull Control brethren here, because you know this music is just our medicine. We're showing it like this cause I'm curious. Other cats can step up, have charisma like Nick Fury. I'm gonna show them, but you know, kid, I'm getting serious. Let me put a period on everything you do in this music. You know we're moving fluid. It's Soul Soup in the session, mixing it up, you do it. I don't know why the hell my crew is so dope though. Maybe it's because you know we got some free vocals.
I'd like to thank everybody for being on the show tonight. It's so right, so keep it tuned in, locked in, whatever you do. Keep it right here for Rips and Raps. Come on, let's go, fools. Episode 74.
Would you?
Yeah.
Be my lady for a lifetime.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a song.
Rips and Raps. Podomatic.com or subscribe through iTunes. Thanks for listening. Remember, eat your Wheaties so you can poop. Yeah, fiber. It's good for you. We all poop. Everybody poops. No Sparkle way. Motion. All right, y'all. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Oh, oh. I can't imagine it. I can't fathom it. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine it. I can't fathom it. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Yeah, I can't imagine it, I can't fathom it. I'm chilling at the pearly gates with my friend.
Yo,
I'm simply blessed, to have the mic to go with my homies and get up on it. Albuquerque, man, we gon' keep spawning. Kicking you, sticking you like what we gotta do, man. We got the talent in every corner you're looking. From Aztec down to Burke, down to Santa Fe, and looking all the four corners red and ship rocks away. So I can tell y'all, I don't care if y'all from Durango, we can hangle, we can wrangle with any and see who wanna tangle.
Yeah, exhilarated, I spill the paint and fill in the blanks. Concealing breaks and reveal space, and I feel safe. I take a leap of faith, the pain it peels away. They say I'm insane in my brain,
needs a steel plate.
I need not plead my case, you're free to leave or stay. I wear my heart on my sleeve,
and the blood to ink the page.
The people seeming strange,
they think that I'm a stranger,
but I give a big away
if they wanna be my neighbor.
I plant my seeds in the field,
come back and reap it later.
Seal the deal,
immortalized on a piece of paper.
For freedom chasers, until the day that we're seeking changes, recreating, the relocating,
the pieces placement.
Be courageous and
stand,
deviate from the
plan,
synchronize with
my
the
crew,
and leave our names in the
sand.
I kick the bucket, I'll sleep as late as I can. Until then, I'm up and running and making craters and land.
You can't imagine, you can't fathom. You can't imagine, you can't fathom. No, no.
You can't imagine.
Yeah, yo, here we go like some dragons. You can't imagine.
Really understand it.
Tell them why, man. Why, man?
We want you to take a walk with Soy Hawk. Our passion never stops. It's a passage from my thoughts. For the masses to
adopt.
That was fashioned in a
box.
Okay, I told me that the
smashing never stops.
So we grab a mic and live the life of a vagabond. You need to sit tight as we ignite like an
atom bomb.
Every bullet is turned into a stroke until I
have a song.
If I live forever, I would do this till the
planet's gone.
That's not the case, so we build with the flesh we're given. Our time is confined to the minds of the
record spinning.
I find my mind has decided on its next decision. I'm inclined to spit a rhyme and give this beat an
exorcism. Woo!
She's got my heart and she knows how to
play the strings.
It's therapeutic for my music when I say these
things.
It's like my inner demons up in groups and
angel wings.
They float away from me. I chose to play my state of being.
Uplifting with something different than you do.
So come and get it, it's something different than they said. And in our travels, we knock a couple of screws loose. You don't like it, then lay on the floor, play dead. Uplifting with something different than you do. So come and get it, it's something different than they said. And in our travels, we knock a couple of screws loose.
Can't fathom. Every week right here, Nick Furious brings you this amazing program. Tonight's guests are many. Up next, Olivia Black in an interview on the phone.
Yeah.
Model Olivia Black was hired as a new cast member on the TV show Pawn Stars back in 2011. She quickly became a fan favorite, working the night shift with Austin Chumlee Russell. However, recently she was fired from the show when some new photos from her past were found online.
Miss Olivia Black, you are on the Rips and Raps program with Nick Furious. How are you?
I am very well. How are you?
Well, I'm so excited to have you on the show. This is cool. This is sort of like some intrigue, something different than the normal artists we get on our show. And we're happy to feature you on the program. And we do want to give our listeners just a little bit of background. You were on the TV show Pawn Stars. You were a fan favorite. People loved you. You're very charismatic. And then just because you decided to do something in your past, people want to get all huffy-puffy about it. Explain just briefly about it. I'm sure you're sick of talking about it. But tell us a little bit about what's going on right now with you.
Haven't been on Pawn Stars. Actually, we're right about a year. It was December 19th of last year when I got the phone call. And I never got a distinct answer myself as to why I was no longer going to be filming. But since it was so close to like the Inquirer story coming out and all of that, people kind of assumed as to why it happened. But at the same time, as upset and disappointed as I was with all that, I've been modeling and working with a bunch of different charities and a bunch of things around town here in Vegas. So I guess it helped me in a way.
So it's opened some doors, and you're using your, pardon me, your celebrity status as a way to help out other people, which is always the way to go, of course.
Right, yeah.
And so you're back to modeling. I know you're obviously you're a fan of the tattoo. You have a nice sleeve on your left arm. I think it's pretty cool. Now, is that real or is that something they just did for the show? Because I just always thought, you never know in Hollywood. You never know.
I always tell people it's drawn on every morning with a Sharpie. That's when I get that question.
I like that. I like
that. Tedious, but, you know, it's well worth it.
So you have some stuff. What do you have coming up this next year in 2014? What's Olivia Black up to? Do you have any shows approaching? Anything fun you can tell our listeners about? And then we'll tell them where to find you at, if you have a website or where they can look into what you're up to.
I actually have been working very closely with Falling Whistles. I just had my human rights event with them yesterday, and that was an unbelievable success. I reached a huge demographic of people here in Vegas and like the arts district near downtown, and made amazing music and a bunch of vendors from all over town that came out. So I'm actually working on doing another event similar to it in a different place downtown Vegas.
Nice.
So I'm super excited about that. I really love working with Falling Whistles. And then I have a lot of photo shoots coming up, actually. I have three in a row in the next few weeks. And I'm going to be filming a music video this weekend, actually. So I do whatever I can. Anything that seems fun and exciting and creative. So I'm just... yeah, working my butt off.
Well, fantastic. I'm glad you're not letting anything hold you back or keep you down.
Thank you.
Of course. Well, you know, I want to ask, you know, this is just a question. I don't ask all my guests this, but, you know, it's obviously been a kind of an interesting last year, a year and a half, 2 years or so. So can you give me maybe one amazing thing that's happened in the last few years for you, one of the things that really is a positive, and then one maybe negative thing that's kind of something you're disappointed in with what's happened in your last couple of years?
Positive thing, I would just say finally like feeling like I found myself and feeling like I have this ability to do something with my time on this earth. And it came from, you know, being hired at the pawn shop and then having the opportunity of being on Pawn Stars, and then all of the big doors that opened from doing that and then from leaving that. I'm not actually really the kind of person to have a negative. Every single negative I have in my life, I have to see the positive in it. I have to see the lesson that I've learned and the reason why that had to happen in my life and happen the way that it did. So the only thing that is negative is I really feel like I could work harder. I could be doing so much more. So... yeah, I just need to work harder.
Well, you passed the test. That was actually a test to see what kind of a person you were, and you passed it with flying colors, answering correctly. There is no such thing as a negative. It's all about the lesson learned from what you're up to. Of course, when you're, you know, it gets dark right before it gets light, and, you know, sometimes things just happen for the way that they happen. But we want to wish you here at the program, want to wish you continued success. Her name is Olivia Black. She, of course, was on the show Pawn Stars. She's moved on. She's on to bigger and better things. Can they find you? Do you have a website or a place our listeners can find you specifically?
Yeah, it's actually Miss Olivia Black. So pretty much all of my social media is under Miss Olivia Black. And then I do have a website. Currently it's under construction, but it can be found at missoliviablack.com.
Awesome. Well, you know, like I said, happy holidays to you and continued success with what you're trying to do. And thank you for being a guest on the Whistle and Diction podcast with Nick Furious. And we'll talk to you hopefully soon with some more things you can let us know about down the road when you got some new things happening.
Perfect. Thank you so much, love.
All right. You're welcome. You have a wonderful evening. Her name's Olivia Black. You're listening to Rips and Raps. Stay tuned.
Yo, what up? My name is DJ Demonic. You're listening to Nick Furious Radio Show, Rips and Raps, representing local hip-hop. Warm Up Wednesday. That's right. If you like hip hop, each and every Wednesday, the Underground, Santa Fe, New Mexico, right on the corner, just off the plaza. Come and say what's up in the Capitol.
Welcome back to the second half. No, not really though. I'm just getting down, smoking the Philly blunt, really hoes. Nah, I'm just joking around, man. I like in the weed and pack it up the endo, the Nintendo, and it's feeding off my blood streaming. Y'all keep it screaming. I'm just swimming upstream and like a little itty bitty semen. I'm a demon and I'm coming out this motherfucker swinging. If you wanna play me, we keep it swinging. Why is it so low, man? I can't figure it out, but I know why I'm on this microphone, no doubt. Yeah, what up? Yeah, it's all the way you do it. It's like getting down, gotta stay meditated. Man, stay mentholated and stay fluid. Stay moving around, the curious, putting the sound down. Got my homies from the soul soup, they got the soul food for you. Yeah, so you better get ready to eat, huh? Episode 074 creeps, I'm passing on the mic, y'all. Don't let them breathe.
Yo, don't let them breathe. Or breathe or breathe, I don't know what.
Don't let them breathe.
Yo, don't let them breathe, they're too stupid. You don't need children, please. What are they doing? Looking for cheese, looking for something that they don't even see. Yo, I gotta go and slap a dumb fuck with those golden nunchucks and make them upchuck. This fucking shit stuff is getting up. I'm gonna spit it cause you know I'm just so clutch. Every time, yo, it's getting rough. Most of these guys don't even know the wise rhymes that I spit out of my eyes. I gotta find that my lyrical lines that I drop every time it's coming off. Yo, you couldn't even mess with the slime that I got. When I leave it like this, I'm in the spot, then I drop it like this. Go from point A to point B and I plot my route, no doubt. I come from the north, from a little place called South, when I'm spitting it out of my mouth.
Yo, you call me Albert. My mom, she calls me Joshua, but I'm chillin' with Nick Furious, Thor, and the Pink Meat Mafia. Yo, I won't talk to ya, walk the block, you know I talk this shit. I grab the microphone and then I just start walking with it. I never know where it ends up, like I said before. See the door, walk in, and then my top spin. I never josh, and josh is me, toss is chief, I'm tossing. Weak rap MCs,
yeah.
See the shrapnel fall, because I really don't care. You're just a shadow that falls on the back of the wall. I'm like rapping for y'all, but I don't care, cause you attach to my balls like the pubic. And people wanna act like they do it, but they don't do it like they do the supernatural human. Like I, you know I'm gonna keep it like this. And I grab the microphone and breathe in my lips. I don't know what that meant, but I'll keep it growing cracks of men. And you pass the next to the man flowing shit.
Oh shit.
Yeah,
rips and raps will make ya jump, jump. The dick shit will make ya jump, jump. Don't be a punk, just jump, jump. Rips and raps will make ya jump, jump. The dick shit will make ya jump, jump. Don't be a punk, just jump, jump. Come on now, it's Nick Furious, come on, jump. You gotta take it all the way back, way to the way back. Jermaine Dupri and Criss Cross, man, it was me wearing my pants backwards, running around my grandma's basement, rapping to the song like I was an adolescent with no hate, patience. But I had to do it, it's what made me doing what I'm doing today. So mad love to this beat, and these kids, where did they go? They probably living something with their grandma in Legoland. No, I'm just joking, man, I'm fucking around. I spit it up, cause rips and raps don't play that old school sound. It's kinda whack, now I'm just joking, I like to pay homage. That's why we moving forward just like a big old fucking barrage. You can call me Marge Simpson. Y'all, what's up, homies? I'ma pass the microphone to Thor, man. He can't wait to fly away. Come with us on a journey. Nick Delray and everybody in the studio. Let's hurry.
Let's hurry. I'm about to bury every motherfucker whack rapper in that cemetery. MCs don't even have the vocals. Yo, it's legendary. A vocal hopeful. Yo, I'm also a Lobo. You know I gotta study the social. MCs wanna get habitual when I'm spitting these lyricals. Yo, it's my ritual. Hitting you critical. Every time you know I've changed you from analog to digital with my flow. Yo, that's what I do, it's transforming. Every time I'm above the norm and waking up in the morning and I'm snoring. Don't give a fuck about what they're saying. Yo, I'm delaying your destruction every time I be praying to myself at night. Because you know I don't see Jesus Christ when I look in the mirror. I see someone who is hype. I see someone who is right. I see a blend of many different mixtures when I'm spitting it with my pen. And
I'm reading it again. I see the men chameleon skin. I don't really know what's happening. You know I'm sipping my gin. To those that pass and those that fallen, but you know we never stallin', we keep it in the installments. Another one coming, another one drumming, another one that's gonna be sippin' love.
tip of the sky, and I don't give a fuck, you know I'll be flipping the rhyme, flipping and fly off the top, attached to Nick, and I don't give a fuck, you know I'm just slapping the tip off the shoulder blade, you know I hold and save everything that's golden, and I know it's the weight, that's it, and now I kinda lost it. Pull another rhyme inside of your girl's vagina pocket. Oh, you know the shit that was gross. And I don't know, I just
dismiss. We come with this luminescence and listen to the essence. We not some adolescents, but we just keep on stressing. This hip-hop stuff is, man, we gotta do the best that we can. And cause this is what we do, and man, we keep on and on until the break of dawn and dawn. And if you don't like it, I don't give a fuck, cause we gon' keep doing it our way. I'm doing it underground, doing it like I do it. And if you don't like the way we do it, go suck a big, big old nut. I'm just joking around, but we do what we do and we ain't acting like clowns. So don't call me it, cause I ain't no Stephen King macabre. I'm on the microphone, y'all just some bitches with some corn on the
to
cob.
To the Batmobile.
Let's go.
Two bitches.
Got an energy.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Yes, hi, this is Nick Furious from Rips and Raps, and we are calling in, speaking to Hush Comics. Is this Adrian?
Yeah, this is she.
Adrian, hi, this is Nick, and we're so excited to have you on the radio program. I'm calling you to talk to you a little bit about Hush Comics. Tell us a little bit about what you folks do out there in Denver.
So, it all kind of started with Baz and Sharif and I. Are huge comic book people, and we kind of felt like every time we were going into shops, we weren't really being welcomed by people. So we kind of came up with the idea to start writing, start selling, and make people feel like they're really wanted and welcome in kind of the nerd community. So right now, we just have our website, which is hushcomics.com, and we write reviews and just talk about all sorts of different nerd stuff, music, TV, movies, comic books, all that.
Awesome. I noticed that you, of course, you call yourself a fancy pants bunch of nerds. So obviously you're true to the comic book spirit. But I noticed there's sort of a hip hop contingency or a component of, again, the musical side. I noticed you posted about A Tribe Called Quest, and it basically tell us a little bit more about how you incorporate the musical side. I know you have some friends that do music. How does that incorporate with what you're doing with the comic side?
Well, a couple of ways. Right now, we're doing reviews on different albums. And then one of our friends has been writing about how hip-hop incorporates comic books and the like in the lyrics. So we're going to have weekly articles on that for a little while. Honestly, the people to talk to about that are Sharif in Panama, because they do way more with that than I do.
Now, and are they here as well? Are they on the other line here?
Yeah, they are. Hold on just one second.
Tell them to say who's coming on, and we'll talk with them.
Hey, how's it going?
What up? This is Nick Furious, Rips and Raps. Who am I speaking to?
This is Sharif. I'm here with Panama.
Both of you gentlemen. All right, so Sharif, I know you and Adrian are sort of the proprietors there of Hush Comics. Tell us a little bit about what Panama does. I know you're a hip-hop artist out of Denver. I know you're doing a show with my boy L7. I saw the flyer. That's kind of what sparked this whole debate.
Yeah, this is Panama Soweto representing Soul City Studios. And yeah, my man L7, we're actually signed to the same record label. And I've known L for years. Done a lot of shows with him, rocked a lot of stages with him everywhere from Kids in the Hall here in Denver to, oh my goodness, oh, Zion I, The Grouch, Dead Prez, all kinds of stuff. So yeah, L7 is my people, and we're just doing our thing out here. We're working on music and comic books and all things nerdy.
You guys are staying active. I think that's important. The important nowadays to be more multiversed. We met Ill when my crew, VNN, at the time we weren't a full band yet, but we came out and opened up for Camp Lo there at the Roxy in Denver last year, and he was on stage, man. This cat just killed me, man. I was like, this dude is dope. So he's done a radio drop for my program, and hey, if you're listening, Ill, we got to get you on the program too. But I love the Denver scene. I love that you all are progressive in what you're doing. Panama, do you have a place people can check out your music and hear more about you, a website or a Reverb Nation or page or whatnot?
Yeah, I got all kinds of stuff. You can find me on like SoundCloud and Reverb Nation and on iTunes, all over the place. You can check out my crew, the High Tops. We've had a lot of success over the last couple of years here in Denver. Right now, Hutch Comics is doing some pretty cool stuff with hip-hop and comic books right now, and one of the authors of one of our new pages, Sharif, is right here, and I think he wants to talk about what we're actually doing with hip-hop lyrics and comic books. Really cool shit.
Well, let's segue to that. Of course, Panama Soweto, was very much a pleasure to talk with you. Let's talk more. I'd love to get you on the program. If you guys are ever up in Albuquerque, or we can, you know, coordinate some shows I promote up here, I'd love to work with you all, and I'd love to try to bridge the gap between our cities, as they are fairly close. So we'll bring it back to Sharif, one of the other proprietors there of Hush Comics out of Denver, Colorado. If you're just tuning in, we're listening. You're listening, and we are Rips and Raps talking to Hush Comics in Denver. These guys are everywhere. They're on Facebook. They have a Twitter account, twitter.com/hushcomics. They're on Instagram. They have a Pinterest account. I mean, you guys pimp yourself out more than I could even say for myself, and I'm a pretty big fan of pimping myself out.
You try to get through this membrane of, you know, and then if it works and you say, you want to go out sometime? Sometimes she'll say yes. And if she says yes, that's her courage. And the courage it takes for a woman to say yes is beyond anything I can imagine. A woman saying yes to a date with a man is literally insane and ill-advised. And the whole species existence counts on them doing it. And I don't know how do women still go out with guys when you consider the fact that there is no greater threat to women than men? We're the number one threat to women. Globally and historically, we're the number one cause of injury and mayhem to women. We're the worst thing that ever happens to them. That's true. You know what our number one threat is? Heart disease. That's the whole thing. That's it. Just our own heart going, dude, I can't. You can't keep doing it. I told you 3 strokes ago that this is not smart. But women still... Yeah, I'll go out with you alone at night. What are you, nuts? I'll get in your car with you with my little shoulders high. Where are we going? To your death, statistically. How do they still do it? If you're a guy, try to imagine that you could only date a half bear, half lion. And you're like, oh, I hope this one's nice. I hope he doesn't do what he's going to do.
Welcome to Halftime on Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction Program, episode 74. I am your host, producer Nick Furious, and my guests tonight are so many. I've had Olivia Black on the phone. I've had half an interview with the folks from Hush Comics out of Denver and our friend Panama Soweto, an MC out of Denver. In the studio, I got my boys from Soul Soup. I got Soy, the Organic Hispanic, and his best and awesomest homie, Awkward Acarite Chillin'. Awesome. I have 3 ladies now from PMM, the Pink Mate Mafia, chillin'. What's up, girls?
Hey,
why don't you introduce yourselves just briefly, because it's awesome.
Hi, I'm Melly.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Hello. I'm Sarah Lee.
Sarah Lee. I love Sarah Lee, man. My favorite cakes. All right. Go ahead and you.
Hi, guys. I'm Chantel.
That's awesome. And you look like you wanted to declare something. And I am a Republican. No, I'm not really. I'm not saying she's...
president.
She's all... Right. And I am running for president. This is great. You people are awesome. So,
you're fucking awesome. By the way,
thank you. No,
sorry, I didn't,
straight up, the flows. You heard a little bit of some Soul Soup lyrics over some freestyle beats, but you're gonna actually hear one of their tracks featuring a local legend. In my eyes, one of the best MCs, you know, from I've ever met from here or anywhere. Jungle One. Melvin Mays in the mix. We have mad respect for everything you guys are doing, and we're gonna talk about your album. We're gonna talk to these girls from PMM here about the upcoming, maybe the end of the year and the beginning of next year in terms of some events. It's going to be great. But while we're here, let's talk about something really important to me, and that is the holidays. You know, they're not important in that, you know, you need to buy stuff, but they're important in that it's when we all come together and
drink cocoa and hang out and chat with our families and hang out. You know, it's like that time, that sense of togetherness, and we're losing that. Does anybody notice or feel that way about it? That we're losing that?
I think everyone's out just thinking that they have to spend money on presents, and they're just worried about stuff like that instead of thinking about decorating the Christmas tree, making gingerbread houses.
Stuff that doesn't cost that much money.
And it's the togetherness.
Stress levels on like holidays are so fucking unnecessary and like so unnecessary. But yeah, like that should change.
That's why you need Sparkle Motion. With Sparkle Motion, everything's
sparkly.
We need to
sprinkle some sparkle dust everywhere.
That's right. You guys got some more of that sparkle dust? But seriously, but y'all, I mean, it's the point I'm trying to make, and I think most of us agree that there is something sort of corporatized about, you know, Christmas. When you think about Santa Claus, the image of Santa Claus coming from a 1930s Coca-Cola ad, and that's where we get the red, you know, the red and all the his suit and his hat. Coca-Cola designed that, you know, and that is, so it's nothing that, you know, it's been put into our psyches, and it's something we all kind of think of as this folklore, but this mythological folk creature, but I don't know, it's weird.
Santa doesn't make the soleil, and like...
But he should.
So, you know, you gotta give it up for the real people that actually put in work, the grandparents and mothers and stuff.
I agree. Well, speaking of the women in the community that get down, I have the ladies from Pink Make Mafia in the house tonight, and we're gonna talk about these man-eaters right here, tell you a little bit about what they're doing. I mean that with all due respect. Get up here, Mel, and tell everybody what the focus, yeah, or whoever wants to talk, tell us what the focus of Pink Make Mafia is and what y'all are doing.
Pink Make Mafia is based out of California, and it's a clothing line. However, we do a lot of charity events, and we do a lot of promoting and just doing a lot of stuff for the community. Recently, we've collected coats and presents.
Nice. So you're trying to help people. You're trying to use your beauty to help others have good things.
Exactly.
In a way, sort of, right?
So like what she said, we are from, this was based and founded out of LA, and it is a clothing company. And what the founder did, Latina Vamp, she created chapters throughout the world and throughout the nation. And with these chapters and with these women, we use the clothing line to also promote just a lot of what women do,
cool.
to helping each other out, going to a lot of charity events, just helping people whatever we can, and just making us like more of a stronger community.
Community building.
Expressing themselves.
Right.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Well, we'll have to do an event. You know, I think we should talk about that. And she's asked, Mel's asked, and we didn't have time this Christmas, but keep doing what you're doing. Tell people what you have coming up. As far as
this coming weekend on Saturday, if you guys aren't doing anything, we have Christmas to Remember with Santa, which is going to be a free car show. You can bring a gift, and we're going to have music, cars, jumpers. It's going to be located off of Smith's on 4th Street from 11 to 4, and it's presented by Escobar Entertainment and Charm Promotions, also Unique Styles Untouchables Car Club.
So this is just a great time for everybody to just come out and bring a toy and really just help out the community, because there's a lot of children out there who our families are in situations where they can't afford toys. So this would be a good time just to come out, bring a toy, and just, like I said, help support the community and a child that needs a smile for the holidays.
Don't forget too, also, we're also collecting coats for kids and the homeless too. So don't forget to also bring a coat.
That's beautiful. I'm really glad you guys are doing that, yeah.
And if you'd like to find out more information, you can go to www.pinkmafia.com. Also, don't forget to go and like
pinkmafia.com. That's the main website for everything.
And don't forget to go and like
our Facebook page. It's Pink Mink Mafia New Mexico. That's our local chapter page, Pink Mink Mafia, New Mexico 505. That's our local PMM chapter page that also has like photos of us. It has upcoming events, so if you guys want to keep in contact with us, that's the best way to do it. And also the main page that we have on Facebook is Pink Mink Mafia, so please go and like our page.
Yeah, you got to give it up for these girls. Let's give it up for these girls right now for helping out.
Doing more than we do. We just rap and
We just, yeah, but you've got to use what you can. I mean, last week I threw an event, the Jingle Jam and Holiday Help Out, and I want to just take this moment thanking you ladies, because you reminded me, like, you know, we did the same thing for the Storehouse. You know, this was an event we had in the making for a month or two, but thanks to all the bands that came out, American Slang, Good Green, Just Lazarus, you know, obviously Band With No Name. Stem Ivory was there, Element 37 was there, Batwings for Lab Rats was there. It was crazy, but thanks for all the donations. Thanks to you ladies for keeping it going for the community, and I really appreciate you all. You guys are amazing. You ladies are amazing.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
We're going to have to do an event together. That's the next thing.
Yeah, of course.
Mel asked, and I know we've done some stuff with Josh before, but so we got to big up Josh Jones out there. Hopefully he's all right. But we want to give you guys some credit. Thanks so much for sticking. You guys stick around, and you guys are going to hang out for the rest of the show. And if you can think of anything else you need to tell people, let them know.
Have a good night. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to Rips and Raps, the Whistling Addiction Show. The bomb since 2012.
All right, we did have an interview here with Soul Soup, Soy, and Awkward. Unfortunately, due to technical difficulties, we have lost the interview. It is the lost interview. We may find it one day. But I wanted to use this opportunity to give these guys a shout-out for coming on the show tonight. They're great. You must check out their new album. It's going to be coming out January 18th. They're having an awesome release at the Art Bar, and it is called Comfort Food. You can go to TheRealSoulSoup.com. Again, that's TheRealSoulSoup.com to check out everything going on with Soy, the Organic Hispanic, and Awkward Act Right. The song playing in the background now is one of the songs off the album, and it's going to play in full. It features local legend, or just legend in general, Mr. Jungle One, Melvin Mays. So it's going to be incredible. It's called Take It For Granted. But yeah, again, can't say enough about these gentlemen for being on the show. Check them out, Soul Soup, and you can see them at TheRealSoulSoup.com. Comfort Food is the name of the album. All right, peep out this track from them. You're locked on Rips and Raps, episode 074.
Life has ways
zombie, no holes in your neck, tossing dreams down a hole of neglect, till you get older and notice you should show some respect, you never flinch, but then the feces hit the fan blade, try to stop the flow, now it's bleeding through the band-aid, used to be the fan base, now enable the fan blade, or finagle the way in to save your fan base, floating phantom fantasizing of the days of glory, they should just lie on the mic, and make up stories, my role is paid with faith, knowing what is waiting for me, the maker told me I'll be okay with the days approaching, life is fragile, so hold it dear when you die, another forgotten soul who disappeared in the sky, my point is, don't put your eggs in one basket, because you're bound to crack a couple when you take shit for granted.
I guess this is the angle that left your crew strangled. It was painful for everybody except you and the label. A fallen angel in plain clothes. Tossed away in halo. It was distasteful the way you went about chasing your pesos. You should be ashamed, yo, you lost your soul. For that pot of gold that lies at the end of the rainbow. Yes, you got a great flow, but the picture I ain't shown. An artist that's an artist who's never been grateful. Your crew was there before the money when you were living bummy. They put food in your tummy every time you were hungry. Now you made the noise claiming that you came from nothing. That's a pretty big assumption. Sad fact is your friend. To restore your honor, you need to discard your armor. To get it straight, you meditate with the Bodhidharma. The advice to offer is to bend your pen, to open your chakras, and rewrite your whole mantra.
Yeah, 074.
Soup in the flesh.
Soup in the flesh.
On rips and raps.
December 2013. Yeah.
Yo, if I could get myself a time capsule and drop a whole lot of things, I put it in the ground and years later come and visit again. I probably put my rhyme notebook of sorts so I could look back on my life and the shit that I short. Did I come up short or did I fulfill my destiny? It's like Darth Vader, Han, Skywalker, Skywalker. I'ma smoke that shit and try to think about the next step, cause sometimes it's overwhelming and heck, I can't find myself out. I'm like punching out a paper bag, it's wet and I can't seem to find my way out, so I just keep pushing through, man, can't give in. That's why I'm working with cats like Soul Soup, cause we divine again, coming together like the golden age. It's rips and raps, man, with no name, man, the superhumans gauge. It's everybody, man, you better take it back, cause my crew is your crew, man, and that's why Albuquerque can rap. Welcome to the raps, the raps, the raps, the raps. Yo, I pass, come on. Do it.
Yo, yeah. Percy Wells on the beat.
I've been blessing mics ever since I flew out the test tube. Let you think you're on my level? Kick out your step stool. Long lasting jaw cracking songs remain death proof. Walking off balance on the planet of Neptune. The vinyl breaks crowds reminds me that I'm awake. Style shakes, lies, and revives in the time it takes. People to look up at school on their heads straight. Don't beat around the bush, cut right through the red tape. Suppress play and bob your head till your neck breaks, till you're sucking down a horse pill, the rubbing on Ben Gay. Gave up a school so I dropped out in 10th grade. Quick Kempo came back and beat down my sensei. Little zoo licking boobs, loosening bra strings. Getting ass knocking boots and ruining box springs. No room for two, I refuse to be copied. Killing my division and we're soon to be top seed.
Yo, soup. This is what we do. This is how I feel. Yo, every time I try to keep it real, but I'm just feeling the madness. Searching all the earth and I'm looking for my mattress. Yo, I descend from the Aztecs. Yo, I just had it. Yo, that motherfucking rabbit to the wrong turn in Albuquerque. I'm causing havoc. Most of these other MCs are nerdy. Yo, I choke them like some turkeys. What they gonna do? You know I'm flirting. These rhymes are the wordy. Yo, kid, I used to be nerdy back in the 90s. Yo, I spit it even though I'm finding that my rhyming is motherfucking ill. When I'm in the cypher with my timing, I'm hitting all these guys and I'm shining like a diamond. You know I just be climbing to the tip top. You know it's tip top. That drip drops out of my veins every time I puncture it with all of the pain. And I'm feeling it with the strain when I'm just feeling the rain coming down from the clouds and it's hitting my frame. I don't even know why the hell I'm going crazy. Wait, it must have been the daily spit. I spit it, it's like
check
I wish
it.
I had a baby. I'm pushing up the daisies. I'm in the womb from the tomb when I'm spitting this soon. Cause I consume all of these other ordinary
Nicolas
rappers.
Furioso, hombre de la furia. Soy de Nuevo México. Tengo la cura, oscuridad. El camino subterráneo. Rapero blanco. Se llama basura blanca. No poseo nada, sin las palabras. Versos completos, jamás seco. Tal vez fresco. Siempre ingenioso, un gran oso. Otras raperos son votos. Estoy lleno de las ideas suiciosas. Rebote, like a big old ball off the wall. You gotta make it happen now. Come on, I'm Big Bad and L from New Mexico. We flow over these beats that I made today for my podcast roll. We roll it up like burrito, eat it with some bacon and chili. It's my town, it's just like my city. My titties are lactating from the excitement I'm feeling. I'm just kidding, I'm joking around, I'm kill willing. Yo, Nick Furious, doing the events and making the flyers and writing the raps and trying never to retire, but I'm tired. I don't got no more energy left. No more 5-hour energy sessions can make me feel best. What I can do is find something inside of me to just do. That's why I do rips and raps every week with all of you. I love you, I love the Pink Mink. Mafia's up in the place and don't forget about the Soul Soup. They gon' take the chase here, paper chase nothing, man. All my guests are dope, furious, the freestyle rap. New hope for the race.
You made a monster, he goes by the name of awkward. His soul is claustrophobic, it needs a place to wander. It needs a my liberation with wings or a mini spaceship to take me to the place of dreams and innovation. I need to be quit immigration, but I'm sleeping a little crazy. I admit it, I've had it, my passion is a patient. You ask it for a way and fully snatch the shit and take it. You people think your box is your planet is made and they've been escaping through bullet holes, gates and open doors. I paint with golden cords out the gate and skull control. Subscribe it on your capstone, tattoo it on Tom's skin.
a life lived through the eyes of a brown and white hybrid. So break bread till it all makes sense. Don't make threats, you're better off not talking and save breath. They're docking my paycheck, got a case that they're not gonna make it fall on my face. Get up, walk it off, and rock the stages.
Yo, back in the days I used to be a loner. It's like back in the days hanging with a couple stoners, drinking Corona. I flip it off the top because you know I'm gonna hit it every time I need to stop. Yo, I pop shots out my mouth with the thought. It's like you get caught every time I'm spitting it. Yo, you're looking like a twat that's just a little gritty hoe. I'm spitting it with the video rhyme. Yo, material, I'm hitting these rhymes like you just got a venereal disease. You couldn't even see you weak in the knees. It's burning your pee-pee when I'm spitting these threes. I'm hitting these other cats because they ain't above me. Yo, it's heavenly, the remedy, spitting it with every rhyme. When I'm spitting it back to the 79, I'm figuring out that you know you want to sever my mind. I'm just too clever ever to just fit an endeavor in rhyme.
How
and I'm
appropriate, man, you said that word twat a second ago. Because up next we got my homegirl J-Lo talking about a word, C to the UNT, something that's been damaging for the women forever. See, but maybe she can take it on the word back for the women. Maybe that doesn't mean to be so negative when we just try to change the whole negative stigma. That's why we get these people on the program. Get with the bitch that the raps, and man, I'm John Paxson of John Saxon. I don't give a fuck, man, I'm playing my
Game
saxophone
over,
and having sax with you. No, I'm just joking, melodically open. Listen up, J-Lo, man, she about to get dope when. Oh, shit!
Hola, Rips and Raps. This is Jessica Helen Lopez, your ABQ Women of the World WOW Poetry Representative for 2014. I'm here to read a poem of mine called Cunt Bomb, which also is the title of my upcoming chapbook to be released with Swimming with Elephants Publications. I do hope you enjoy my very spectacular cunt. Cunt Bomb. The sea is as insidious as a paper cut, as pleasurable as a paper boat, if you happen to know how to fold one and let it ride. The you of it lies between your legs. Look down lovingly. Lucky you if you happen to have one. Pet it, if you will. Pet it as if it is the pet rabbit your mother never let you have. The cunt is absolutely not a bomb. It will not hand grenade explode your skull open like a cantaloupe, brain matter writhing against the wall behind your head. It will not shred your hands to lace if you happen to finger the trigger every now and now. The cunt is most definitely a bomb. You may strap it to your chest, and there it will reside like your own personal rattlesnake. Do not attempt to rob banks with it. Do, however, tell your boss that you own a cunt. You have the receipt to prove it, and watch how on the inside he faints like little boy blue. Do, however, tell your teacher that you can spell cunt, that if you happen to extract letters from the available alphabet and arrange them in a certain fashion, this is what you get. C-U-N-T. The cunt is not a rude house guest, soiling the kitchen towels, sneaking bacon scraps to your arthritic dog. The cunt is not a rapist, nor a necromancer. Because Webster says it is so, cunt is the most disparaging word in the English language. It will make men both want to fuck you and bash your face in. Because of this, they are fire engine red-faced and embarrassed. Because of this, you should wear it like a good perfume on the soft side of the wrists, which is to say the N forces your tongue to the top of your mouth, causing you to bare your teeth ever slightly so. Note that the T is the marvel of it all, tying everything up in a neat and tidied corset like a coin purse or a straitjacket. Here are some fun things you too can do with the word cunt. Google it, and it is ensured you will have hours of fun. Hold it to the sunlight like your favorite kaleidoscope. Create a word search in which every word is the word cunt. Reconcile the word cunt by writing a poem no one will ever publish. Challenge yourself to define the word cunt to your 11-year-old daughter. Rack up a triple letter score next time you scrabble. Translate cunt en español and impress your folks with such tongue-tastics as chucha, choncha, cucha, cuca, and the ever masculine version, coño. There is nothing more sensual than a cunt who can wear a tilde like a party dress. Recall that the cunt yields great power, which is to say it will scare great many a people. One last recommendation. Scrawl the word cunt on 101 small pieces of white paper, each a small and distinct snowflake. Insert into randomly selected books located on the shelves of your favorite library. Walk away and wait. Watch the fallout for years and years and years to come. The word cunt will float back down to earth like confetti or a deafening ash. Thank you, Rips and Raps. That was Cunt Bomb from my upcoming chapbook, Cunt Bomb, releasing soon with Swimming with Elephants publication. One last note, I'd like to say that Albuquerque is putting themselves on the map nationally with Poetry Slam Incorporated, putting in a bid for the 2015 Women of the World National Championship. We're hoping that all of our community can come behind us and support us in a good way, of course. So more to come in the future, and thanks for having me here on Rips and Raps.
Nice. So blessed to have Jessica Lopez on the show. Thank you. Up next is the second part of our interview with Hush Comics out of Denver. We got Sharif on the line. How's it going, my friend?
Oh, it's going well, sir. How you doing tonight?
Wonderful. I'm just so glad you guys, Adrian was very sweet and, you know, talking to me about getting you guys on the phone. It's often weird when somebody random on Facebook's like, hey, I want you to do my show, but, you know, we're all kindred spirits. I love the comic book stuff. I really appreciate the energy. Tell us a little bit about your philosophy and maybe, you know, something coming up for Hush Comics you want people to know about.
Oh, you know, really, we're just trying to make comics more of a well-versed, or, you know, trying to introduce people into comics instead of making it a secluded fan base kind of thing. Because really, you know, it's universal. The mythology is applicable wherever you go, so really anyone can enjoy comics. It's just making it available to them and telling them what's out there.
I agree. I mean, obviously, as someone who took the name Nick Furious, I'm familiar, I'm versed with comic books, and I enjoy what they bring to music and whatnot, and, you know, to the other side of the creativity. Now, do you guys, do you have a philosophy about what kind of comics, or are you like, I mean, are you guys into everything from, you know, Tintin and, you know, I don't know, Calvin and Hobbes, Archie, to Daredevil and some of the more gruesome stuff, or is it there a specific kind of philosophy or type of anime or type of, you know, illustrations that you gravitate towards?
You know, it's nice because every single one of us has a different niche that they kind of hold on to. Personally, I like to just grab whatever my arms can fit around. So anything from like the new sci-fi stuff like Black Science or anything like Batman is awesome right now. Ninja Turtles, every month, that's worth a pickup. But, you know, really just trying to find out what's out there, because sometimes it is a cash grab and you got to figure out what actually speaks to you.
That's a good point, especially when you only have a limited budget, you know, or certain things, you know, it's hard to find everything you want. Now, in moving forward in 2014, one thing major that you as a family, as an artistic family, are trying to get together, can you tell us? I mean, I know you've mentioned some things. Anything else big to mention on the horizon?
You know, the website is going to be huge, getting that up, getting a store up and running, so we can help out with some comics and collectibles that we have that we've kind of been stockpiling for years. Also trying to visit different comic cons around the country. Emerald City, Denver, of course, is huge last year for us. Give us a big, you know, first view into what's happening locally. And there's a lot of nerds in Denver.
Yes, there is. It's my kind of people. Again, you're listening to Rips and Raps. We're speaking with Sharif and Adrian of Hush Comics and one of their good friends and, you know, confidants, Panama Soweto, a hip-hop artist out of Denver. Well, we really appreciate me specifically, since the show is the we, is collectively me, appreciate you calling and having a conversation with us. We do want to encourage you to check out Hush Comics if you're anywhere near Denver or if you're anywhere near the click of your mouse. Please check these people out. They're doing some amazing things. You guys are amazing. Hold on the line, but I want to thank you all for joining and for being a guest on Rips and Raps, if you want to say goodbye to our listeners.
Bye, thank you.
Thank you for your support. Hey, yo, shout out my man Mikey Fresh, Soul City Studios. Check out the new music coming from Hill 7, Panama Soweto, Trice, whole bunch of ill Denver artists. Yeah, yo, shout out to Nick Furious too, man.
Thank you, guys.
Can we get a motherfucking moment of silence for this small chronic break?
Man, it's freezing out here, guys. Let's get out of this storm. What do you think?
Yeah.
We need to go somewhere where we can look.
Well,
Go into that house up there. Let's go up in that house on the hill. Come on.
That
house is warmer here. Oh, dude, this place looks haunted. It's so dark.
I don't even know.
Where's the light?
Whose hand is that? Oh my god, that's my hand. Whose balls are those? Holy shnikes.
Who is this?
Thank god they're not mine.
Smoke
that.
Smoke that. Just light the bowl and we can watch what we're doing.
Yeah, there's the light.
Whose house is this? Why do we just walk into this random house on the hill while we're walking?
Where did you guys take?
I just said we should. It was raining a lot.
I have no idea.
I got warned.
It's when it rains, it's hard.
Fuck yeah, he does have warrants.
I reckon you ain't familiar with these here parts. You know, there's a story behind that there saloon. 20 years ago, outlaws took this whole town over. Sheriff couldn't stop them. Quickest damn gunslingers I've ever seen. Got murdered in cold blood. That old saloon there was their little home away from home. They say the ghosts of bad men are still living in the trouble. And on a quiet night, they're still out of the footsteps.
Welcome to the show, it's almost over, but we've had so much fun on the journey, yo. In the boat, rowing, trying to find our rings. Some trying to find that shit, man, trying to find the swing. I've had the girls from the Pink Mink Mafia coming up. Tell you again where that show is at, coming up in a second. Don't forget Soul Soup, they got some comfort food for you and your mouth and your mind and your soul. It's not anything you want to look to the past with. You want to look to the future and try to vibe with. Yo, it's all about the show, written and rap 074, man. Albuquerque is my turkey, yo. I'm eating some turkey and jerky. Nah, I'm just joking, I've used that line before. Who has it? I'm like that rabbit you mentioned before, Ski. Yo, Mel, you wanna rhyme? Get up on a freestyle, come on.
Word.
Word. Hell yeah, nice. High five on that. You gotta say a word. Yo, I'm speaking it like this when I'm ripping verse. Yo, I put sentences in a hearse, cause I'm a deadly body when I'm spitting. Yo, I need a nurse. Yo, I'm hitting all these other MCs looking like kittens, cause you know it's not fitting description. Yo, it ain't fiction. Yo, every time I grab a microphone, because you know I just be ripping, and I'm looking for the hidden temple when my mental starts to outline your body with chalk or a pencil.
Outline.
Yo, I'm outlining. Yo, actually, kid, I'm out rhyming.
Most and actually, you know we're out shining. People wanna rap, you know they're out of time with.
Tell them, I'm
kicking it. You know I'm ripping it. These people wanna be acting like a little bit of chicken shit.
What?
They ripped off the bone, kick off home. I don't really care, it's all to the dome. Golden age is so soon. You get a whole boot right through your whole soul and suit. But you know we doing it right, and I don't really give a fuck, I'm just unscrewing the mic and see how it works. And then I put it back together when people wanna be rapping, but they're really not that clever, like I and I, or you and you, or we and us. And I don't give a fuck, we just bust off the top with experience. We know they get curious, they wanna be seeing on a daily basis all the changing faces. But I don't give a fuck, we take it back, we erase the matrix.
You're listening to Rips and Raps, the Whistling Diction Podcast, episode 74, brought to you in part by Kellogg's Frosted Fakes. That's right, brought to you in part by politicians. Bunch of fake-ass frosted mother... You know, they probably do more coke at the White House than fucking the whole fucking L.A. ghetto slum area Compton and shit, you know.
Pisser Kellogg.
They don't fucking give a fuck. Yo, 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 yo. It's all about their way, their rule. They want to do it the same way. That's that reptilian type of alien shit. They've written the script and we got to follow the role. We got no choice. We can't make our own life show. We got no distinction and we got no control. It's all that we can do is just follow the yellow brick road. Yeah, dangle one thing in front of me. I got to have it. A new TV. Oh, it's HD. Man, I gotta have it, it's a habit though. Man, we don't need that, it's a visual. We just need love and sustenance, and they're taking that away too. Agro farming like Monsanto, spraying the skies with them chemtrails. Man, look, open your eyes and don't act like it ain't there. Don't act like you're stupid, don't be retarded, man. You grew up, you're college educated. Are you seriously thinking that the military wouldn't fuck you if it meant that they could make more money? But it ain't the people, it's the core of the issue. It's really you, it's Republicans, it's Democrats, and it's the whole crew, bitches.
Yep, bitches.
Right. Bitches. Yeah.
That's right, mother brothers. All right.
But we mean like bitches and bitch-ass rappers.
Not like
I
women.
Mean, bitches like... Bitches. Use like, yeah. The bitches like... She's a bitch. You know what I mean? Like, she's a bitch. You know what I mean? Like,
If you can see his hand gestures,
I'm trying to help
this guy out.
Continue.
I don't know. He said it. I didn't say that shit. I would never call you guys bitches.
I'm talking about, yeah, I don't mean, no, I didn't ask you. Why do you gotta make it all weird now? Everybody's like staring. Yeah. That's why his name's awkward. That's why his name's awkward.
Like, he makes it awkward.
Seriously.
That's good.
Yeah, two out of three women in here have nunchucks. And I'm like, what the fuck are you saying? Don't say that. I didn't say it like that. I didn't mean that. You know what? We made it to the end of the show, and you guys are impressive. Give yourselves all a round of applause for the amazingness of this episode. And yeah, continue with what you're going to say, Sawyer, because I think
I don't even
give yourself a round of applause.
Yeah.
That
is like circular.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hey.
You deserve that.
Episode 74. We're almost to 100. When I get there, I might just, you know, take a bunch of pills and like drift off with the comets or something. I'm like, as my 100th show airs, I'm just going to...
We got a couple tracks.
Jonestown, that
before
shit.
Before you do that,
get Elvis Presley yourself, dude.
I'm Jonestown. I'm going to commit.
Come on, man.
No, I'm going to join a cult.
They got the Ping Ping Mafia, though.
Yeah.
Mafia.
Thank you.
If they want to do some more talk.
You guys did awesome.
Thank you. Tell us again your event that's coming up. Can you tell us again when that is? Do you remember? I know you have it written down.
This Saturday, the 21st.
There you go.
At Smith's on 4th Street. It's a Christmas to remember. So
don't forget.
Come out. Don't forget. We want to see you there. Bring your family. It'll be fun.
That's so awesome.
I'll be there. I live by 4th Street.
There you go.
We'll see you there,
and we hope to see
you.
He'll
be there.
All of you guys there.
Being awkward.
We're gonna be serving hot chocolate, and we're gonna have snacks. So make sure you bring your dollars, because we want to see your dollars.
So bring a toy and come out and say hi to all of us gals.
And the car show is gonna be a lot of fun. So come check it out.
Yes.
And would you ladies like to come back in the future and talk about, you know, upcoming events?
So we'd love to.
Maybe once a month we can have a PMM feature. You can come in and we can do, you know,
yes,
even a quick...
Yes.
You can even come in for 15 minutes and then leave and I can put it in the show later. You don't have to sit here while we rap and crazy talk about weird crazy stuff the whole time.
Yes. Well, we like it.
But we like you being here.
We
made it crazy. More
excited. We would love to come. Yes.
We had a good time. We would come back.
Sweet. Well, thank you very much. And I, of course, wish you all success with the drives and the helping and the toys. And we making sure that, you know, please take care of those around you this holiday season. Not everybody has a lot, and some have very little, and very few have a lot, but whatever. Let's not focus on them. Let's focus on those that don't and try to help out. If you got extra stuff sitting around, if you have a few bucks lying around, you can buy a toy. You can go to the dollar store and buy a toy for a dollar, right?
Yes, exactly.
So it's better than nothing.
And some of these kids don't get one toy, so we want to help these kids that don't.
I think that's love. Well, again, Pink Mink Mafia, they will be back. I want to thank them for being here a lot and for representing for the ladies. There's some ladies on the show. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, give it up for...
That's
right.
Thank you,
guys. Give it up.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
That's right. Jessica Lopez, thank you for being on the show, too. And I really appreciate your rant today about the word and the usage of the word and the about the cunt. The cunt. And all about it. And thank you for describing it in such a way. In addition, Olivia Black, pleasure to talk to you on the phone, and my folks from Hush Comics in Denver. Yeah, you guys need to listen to the show all the way through so you can hear, you know, all the stuff that you're missing. But, yeah, Hush Comics out of Denver was really cool. Panama Soweto, an MC from up there, give him some love. Ill 7, he shot some out on this.
Are they comics, or are they...
No, they're comic books. Like, they have a comic, they do comic book reviews, and they have all this...
Oh, I see.
They're really cool because they incorporate a lot of what they're doing with other, you know, artists with hip-hop and stuff and kind of... Listen back on this amazing interview I did with them. And, of course, Sol Soup is here. So if Soy and Awkward, if you guys want to say goodbye and tell everybody what's up.
Goodbye. We're Sol Soup.
Now it's time. Fuck it. No.
yeah. Come out January 18th.
Yes.
Art Bar. Sol Soup. Comfort Food album release.
Woo. January 18th. Art
January
Bar, Comfort
18th.
Food.
Wow.
Nah, for real, though.
TheRealSoulSoup.com.
We really want to have a nice, you know, tasty album release for
Facebook
you guys. So
/ Sol Soup.
Come through. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've put in shitloads of effort, so.
Yes.
It's only
we will
for
give you a good show.
Your benefit.
So will the other
and
bands.
Ours.
You need to get their album. They've been my guests. Everyone did a great job tonight. I'm Nick Furious, signing off. And now it's time for the 30-minute rap workout in 5 minutes or less. It's a chance for you MCs to get up off the couch, quit being a lazy mother brother, and rap now. This week, brought to you in part by Drone Planes. Get ready, people. They're coming.
Yeah. Peace, y'all. Bye.
special thanks for all the sound effects to www.freesfx.co.uk, as well as www.grsites.com. Thanks!